This is the Daily Treasure Podcast produced by Mark Inc. Ministries, and today's devotional is from our series, A Pilgrimage Fueled by Hope. I'm Sharon Betters, and this is one of my favorite series. I hope it will be yours as well. Today's devotional is called, What Drives My Actions? And today's treasure is from 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 through 17. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. Friends, what structures are you intentionally building into your daily life that will act as weight-bearing walls when life crashes down on your shoulders? Through what grid do you push the circumstances of your daily life and unexpected crises? What informs your worldview? Sometimes we mindlessly obey rules with little thought as to why they are in place or how they protect us. How many times have we yelled because of too many red lights or slow speed limits with no thought to how such rules are fences that not only protect us, but also protect others? We forget the blessings of traffic rules. Similarly, our moaning about how we should read the Bible more reveals that we haven't captured the truth that Scripture is the roadmap for all of life. We see a rule rather than an invitation to experience the great treasure of intimately knowing Jesus through His Word. If we believed a book held the key to purpose and peace in a messy world, wouldn't we eagerly search its pages in order to unlock those secrets? Actually, millions prove my point. Just check the best-selling book list where you will discover numerous books that promise to unlock the secrets of success in this pressure cooker world. We are looking for answers, but perhaps in all the wrong places, unless we consider carefully the invitation of the psalmist to taste and see that the Lord is good. Where do we find this banquet table? God's word that is profitable for teaching, training, and correction in righteousness. What a beautiful enticement to dig deep into the Bible. Yesterday, we read Jesus' words that in this world, we will have trouble, but we do not need to be fearful or discouraged when those troubles come, because He has overcome the world. If Jesus' words are true, where do we find His strength, His peace, and His courage when life happens? Take time to soak up the promise of today's treasure from 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17. Are you struggling to walk by faith in the pathway God has marked out for you? God has breathed life into the Scriptures, and they become a roadmap that is uniquely designed to guide our steps. In them, we find directions that equip us for every good work assigned by God to us. Write out each gift God gives us in today's treasure and how each one is a gift of love that helps guide us on our pilgrimage home. Teaching, reproof, correction, training in righteousness. Now, write out God's purpose in giving us these gifts in Scripture. Spend time in prayer, asking the Lord to open your heart to the priceless value of pushing all of life through the grid of Scripture. And Father, I pray that each one of us would seriously consider what it means that the Scripture is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, and that we would dive into your word not out of obligation, but out of joy for the invitation to read and study such a book that is packed with your wisdom, that is packed with your gospel, with your life, that is packed with treasures designed to help turn our hearts toward you. As always, it is such an honor and a privilege to know so many of you are walking by faith with us together, linking arms as we spend just a few minutes together in God's Word and considering what it means to have a pilgrimage fueled by hope, fueled by the hope of our Savior Jesus Christ. Some of us are in the later seasons of life, and we are longing to age with grace. But also, I know a lot of younger women who want to know how to age with grace, because our culture definitely does not encourage us to do that. our culture tells us that aging is really not such a good thing and really discards much of what God says is good about aging. So I would love for you to check out the book that Susan Hunt and I co-authored called Aging with Grace, Flourishing in an Anti-Aging Culture. And you can learn more about it by going to agingwithgrace.online. That's agingwithgrace.online, where you're going to find some free resources, some supplemental materials for small group study, information about the small group study guide. We're just very excited about this book, and we hope that many, many more are going to discover it, have a small group. It's a great, great topic for a neighborhood Bible study. So again, go to agingwithgrace.online where you can learn more. I'm Sharon Betters, and I look forward to being with you tomorrow.